Welcome to the Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Podcast with Bishop KB Ransford.
Lift up your two hands. Begin to bless Elohim. Shout his name above every other name. Son of the living God. Lift up your voice. Bless the Lord. Exalt him. Magnify him. Shout his name above every other name. Son of the living God. Bless the Lord. Exalt him. Magnify him. Bless his name. In the name of Jesus. Bless Jesus. Wherever you are, lift up your voice. Bless the Lord. Exalt him. Magnify him. Bless his holy name. In the name of Jesus. Bless Elohim. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus. What a God we serve. What a God we acknowledge. We shout his name above every other name. Son of the living God. Lift up your voice. Bless the Lord. Lift up your voice. Bless Elohim. In the name of Jesus. What a God we serve. What a God we acknowledge. In the name of Jesus. Libran Gilibitaya.
Thank you, Lord.
Mantala Baba Sandala Baba. As you lift up your two hands, let the Lord acknowledge who you are in every area of your life. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. As you lift up your two hands, let the crown favor us. Let the atmosphere favor us. Speak your word. Break yokes. Set the captives free. In the name of Jesus. Let me speak your understanding. Let me speak your mysteries in every area of my life. Father, I bless you. I honor your name than never before. In Jesus' name. Why don't you clap for the Lamb of God? A better one for the Lamb of God. You can do better. A better one for Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. And give the Lord a better shout. Shout Jesus. And please sit on top of your enemies. There was a fourth man in the fire. Come and say, there was a fourth man. Come and say, there was a fourth man. Come and say, there was a fourth man. In the fire. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't know what you are going through, but I see the fourth man in your career. I see the fourth man in every area of your life. Somebody shout hallelujah and clap for the Lamb of God.
Let's go to our key scripture. Daniel 3.
Daniel was taught.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 3 verse 15. Now when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand.
Now watch me. Last Sunday, the Lord opened your eyes that when the enemy wants to confront you, he comes and attack your identity.
Are you getting the revelation? To give you another name against your divine identity. Now there is something I want God to open your eyes. When the enemy tries to change your name against your divine identity, the other agenda is to worship what he believes in. Are you getting the revelation?
Is
to do what? Worship. So I came to understand your divine identity will determine what you worship. Or in other words, it is what you worship that determines your divine identity. So Nebuchadnezzar had an agenda. He said, let me change their name, but I cannot change their identity. But in the revelation, in the mind of Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted them to worship. Tell somebody worship. Come and say worship. As I said, come and say worship. Come and say worship. God has called us to worship him in spirit and in truth. So in other words, your worship plays a major role in connection with your divine identity. Are you getting the revelation? So King Nebuchadnezzar said to them that when you hear the sound of the trumpets, you must worship me. Ladies and gentlemen, there can be a sound of the trumpets of challenges. There can be a sound of the trumpets of problems. But don't worship the problems. Look at the God that you serve. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is something sounding against your life. There is something sounding against your divine identity. There is something sounding against your family life. There is something sounding against your career. Ladies and gentlemen, don't look at what is sounding. Look at the sound of the voice of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So for you to understand the divine identity, Nebuchadnezzar had an idea to change their name. And not only changing their name, when their names are changed, then they can worship what he has created. I want God to open your eyes. Take your worship with God serious. You can come to church, but it doesn't mean you are worshiping God. Are you hearing me, church? You can come to church. You can be part of the prayer. You can be part of worship. But it doesn't mean you are worshiping God. Ladies and gentlemen, the agenda of Nebuchadnezzar was to change their names for them to worship. So we are called to worship. In spirit and in truth. So say, listen. When you hear the trumpets, when you hear the sound, make sure you worship. Now look at the condition that Nebuchadnezzar gave it to the three guys. Listen. He said,
if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace.
Now watch me. Those three guys took a risk because they understood the divine identity. There was a condition that if we don't worship, there is a blazing fire. We are going to throw you there. Can I ask you a question? How many of you can sacrifice and stand for God regardless of what the enemy is saying? But some of us, the moment we get to challenges, we forget the promises of God. We forget even to serve God.
King Nebuchadnezzar gave them a condition. He said, listen, when you hear the trumpets, when you hear the trumpets, and you don't bow down, as you are hearing the sound of my voice, regardless of the trumpets of King Nebuchadnezzar, you will never bow down. Regardless of the trumpets of King Nebuchadnezzar, you will never bow down. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They said, make sure you go by my command. Make sure what I'm saying, you go by it. Otherwise, these are the consequences. There is a fire that is blazing. You can see the fire. You can watch the fire. If you don't go down, you go through the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Nebuchadnezzar didn't know that they carried the fire of the Holy Ghost. Nebuchadnezzar never knew that a blazing fire was made by the hands of a man. I said a blazing fire was made by the hands of man. But I'm talking about the God of fire. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what was blazing there was made from the hands of a man. I don't know the hands of a man that is blazing fire against your life. I don't know the blazing fire against your career. I don't know the blazing fire against your destiny. I am here to announce to you that the God of fire will react in the fire. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, just watch. This is not a vision. You can see the life. The fire is blazing. So if you don't go down, I'll push you there. Come on, say condition. Come on, say condition. Some of you are living a conditioned life. There are 70 heights of elevation. You must risk whatever it takes. You must trust God. Watch me. When these three guys were looking at King Nebuchadnezzar, there is something they said. And look at what Nebuchadnezzar said. He said, we shall see that God that can take you, or who can take you out of my hands.
Nebuchadnezzar
had forgotten that it was the Lord that made him a king. Sometimes we forget that it is the Lord that made you. Sometimes you forget that God had influence in your life. Sometimes you forget. You think it's your sweat. You think it's your effort. You think it's because of the people you know. He said, we shall see who can snatch you out of my hands. I am here to tell you, I'm not talking about the hands of a man. I'm talking about the hand of God.
Hallelujah.
The hand of God will snatch you out of the hands of man. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
Now this statement that King
Nebuchadnezzar
made, it was recorded. God will respond to him at the right time. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you.
Listen. They never argued when King Nebuchadnezzar made all these words. Look at the face.
They don't need to defend ourselves in this matter. There is a matter in your life. There is a condition in your life. You don't need to defend yourself. Allow God to defend you. Allow God to defend you. That matter belongs to God. Are you hearing me, church? You see, there is a matter. He said, we don't need to defend ourselves in this matter. There are certain matters around your life. You don't need to defend yourself. Allow God to defend you. Allow God to defend you. Allow God to speak for you. Allow God to act for you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
There
are certain matters. You can have the mandate to talk about it, but allow God to defend you. You see, when God is handling your enemy, it's more than when you are handling your enemy. Tell somebody that when God is handling your enemy, it is different. When you want to tackle the enemy yourself, he said, listen, in this matter, there is a matter. I said, there is a matter. There is a matter in your life. There is a matter you are trying to defend. There is a matter in your life. You are trying every way to make sure that you can defend. But ladies and gentlemen, the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar is not only to change identity, but to make sure you worship them. He said, king, in this very matter, other matters I can defend, but this particular one,
hey,
this very one, this very one, this very one, I don't need to defend myself. I leave it unto God.
Hallelujah.
I say, God will be your defender. God will be your defender. God will be your defender in that matter. Tell somebody there is a matter. You see, that matter is beyond your matter. What did I say? I said, what? That matter is beyond your matter. So you need to allow God to handle the matter that is beyond your matter. He's a king. We respect you. King, we honor you. But this matter,
don't
talk about it.
Yeah.
It is not every matter you have to defend yourself. You see, sometimes silence is a mystery. Are you hearing me, church? Sometimes silence is a mystery.
Hallelujah.
It's just a matter of time. I said, time is waiting for time. For time to be timed. I was telling somebody that ministry is not just a destination. It's a journey. You only get your destination when you finish your life here. As much as you are living, you must still keep on. Shout Jesus. Why don't you clap for the love of God? You see, sometimes, because they know the identity. Come on, say they know. They know. They know the meaning of their names. So when all those names come together,
yo,
shout Jesus. They say, we won't talk. In this matter, the Lord will defend us. Why don't you clap for Jesus? Come and say there is a matter. But when you look at this, there is specification. This was out of the matters. This was out of the other matters. Shout Jesus. Go ahead.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. Verse 17.
Watch me. Stop defending yourself before the Nebuchadnezzar. Stop defending yourself. Allow God to handle
it.
You see, your defense has a limitation. But the defense of God goes beyond your understanding. Allow God to defend you. This matter. Come on, say this matter. Come on, say this matter. Come on, say this matter. Listen, they were dealing with the king. Not just an ordinary person. So they have to be very careful. Go ahead.
Verse
17.
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king.
Listen.
Mamel.
He said, if we are thrown into this blazing fire, there is a God that we know that will rescue us. Come on, say the identity doesn't compromise. You see, your divine identity will never allow you to compromise about
Nebuchadnezzar.
He said, listen, we have seen the fire. We don't even know how hot the fire is. But one thing we know, that even when you throw us into that fire,
hey,
even when you throw us, they were ready to die because they know their identity. You see, you can take a risk when you know your divine identity. You see, a risk taker becomes a blessing taker. You see, blessing takers are risk takers. You cannot be in your comfort zone and expect every good thing to come to you. There are certain things, they are good, but you must pay the price. There is a risk attached to it. He said, even when you throw us, they didn't say, throw us. They gave him an advance option. They were telling him in advance that we are ready. Throw us inside. They sounded an alarm to King Nebuchadnezzar that we are ever ready. Throw us inside. Ladies and gentlemen, let them throw you into the fire. Let them throw you into the challenges. Let them throw you to the problems. But the God that you serve will rescue you in the name of Jesus. The God that you serve will rescue you. The God that you worship will rescue you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tell someone, let them throw you. Come on, say, let them throw you. Let them throw you. Let them throw you into that fire. You see, that fire was made by the hands of a man. I said, that fire was made by the hands of man. But I'm talking about the fire made by Elohim. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see, they are forgotten that God is fire.
Tell
somebody, they are forgotten. Come on, say they are forgotten. A counterfeit.
Jesus.
Trying to intimidate. Original. Shout Jesus. Come on, say counterfeit. A counterfeit fire. Now watch me. Let me allow God to open your eyes. Anything that King Nebuchadnezzar used in making that fire came from the creation of God. The wood was from God. The bricks was from God. The pear was from God. Show Jesus. He said, throw us. You see, tell the enemy
That whatever it takes, you not worship them. They should throw you into the fire. And the fire prepares for you.
But listen, they made a bold statement. If we are thrown, watch me. There was agreement. They were three. But still, they all stood for one thing. And the three represents the Trinity. God the Father, God of the Son, and God of the Holy Ghost. They are always in agreement. They say we. They didn't say I. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace,
Jesus,
they gave King Nebuchadnezzar an advanced knowledge. They said, you can throw us, but the good news is there is a God that will save us. He said, just throw us. There is a God that will save us. And we are making it known to you. Sometimes in your life, make a bold statement against the enemy. Sometimes in your life, make a bold statement against the enemy that is looking for you. And tell them that it doesn't matter what they do, God is on your side. God is on your side. Somebody shout hallelujah. You see, sometimes declare to the enemy that you know the thought that you serve. Let them pray and give them an option. Pray.
Zaman.
Do it. But the assurance is the Lord will save me. You don't fight who God is. You cannot. So the enemy cannot fight you because he is trying to fight God. He said, throw us. Tell someone, let them throw us. Someone said, let them throw us. Let them throw us into their blazing fire. Let them throw us into their problems. Let them throw us into their challenges. But the Lord will rescue you. The Lord will rescue you. The Lord will save you. The Lord will rescue you. The Lord will defend you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now look at what he said.
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it.
You see, let me allow God to open your eyes. They told King Nebuchadnezzar, do what you want to do. Number two, the God we serve.
Yeah.
Have you forgotten that they were also serving
Nebuchadnezzar?
But King Nebuchadnezzar wanted them to worship.
We hope you were blessed by the word of the Lord. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on +27 833 47 0749. For daily decrees with Bishop, you can follow us on our social media platforms. On Facebook, search for Salvation Prayer Mission Worldwide Miracle Center, and your life will never be the same again.